A disclaimer, the methods and techniques described in this audio program are intended for last-ditch survival use only in the context of a total collapse of society where no other options are available. Many of these methods are dangerous and may expose you to the risk of severe injury or death. Do not attempt to replicate the methods described in this program, except as a last resort where you have no other choice. This information is offered as is, with no warranty of any kind, and the listener of this information assumes all risks associated with any application of the techniques and methods described herein. This is the conclusion chapter for the Global Reset Survival Guide. Number one, thank you for taking the time to listen to this. Just the fact that you're doing this shows, number one, how adaptable you are and how resilient you are, how important you are as well to the rebuilding effort that will come after the collapse of this current society. Remember that probably 9 out of 10 people will not survive these changes that are coming. But as I said early on, it's not that difficult to be part of the 10% who can survive. And I think that even if you take just a little bit of the action that we've talked about here, you can be among those 10% quite easily. I certainly plan to be among the 10%. Now, I know in this course, I didn't cover every detail about prepping or firearms or first aid or communications and radios, all that. This was really just an overview audiobook, so to speak, of covering the basics, making sure you're squared away with the basic stuff. However, the good news is I'm going to give you what is currently a secret URL. No one knows about this yet. This is the first time I've even mentioned it publicly, where you will be able to find me and perhaps reach me, although it's difficult for me to respond to everyone, of course. But there is a new social media website that we are about to launch ourselves, and it is called Brighteon.social. So we're taking the Brighteon.com platform that you know and love, and we are launching Brighteon.social as a social media platform. And my username there will be Health Ranger, as you might imagine. So once we launch that, you'll be able to follow me there. I'm going to be sharing a lot of intel there quickly, you know, rapid posts of intel before I write articles about it. So when I learn something new from a source, I will post it there first, and then I'll work up the story and post the story later. So if you really want to be up to date on the best intel of what's happening in this rapidly moving world, then definitely join me on Brighteon.social once that launches, which should be in just a few more weeks. Okay, another important point in all of this is that time is growing short. As I was preparing to record this final chapter, which is being recorded July 13th, 2020, which is a Monday, over the weekend I was checking the availability and prices of guns and ammunition and chest rigs, night vision devices, and so on. Here's what I found. All the guns are sold. They're gone. I mean, every AR-15 is gone. Every pistol is gone, except maybe some no-name crappy ones that I've never even heard of before. You can't find a SIG P320. You can't find a Glock. You can't find, you know, an M&P shield. You can't find any of the good guns. They're gone, just completely gone. I talked to a couple of friends of mine. One runs a gun retailer. Another one runs a survival supply retailer. They both have major distributor accounts with gun manufacturers and, you know, the big gun distributors. And their shelves are wiped out. The distributors are wiped out. Same deal with ammo. I went online to try to find 5.56 ammo. It's all gone. Well, I should say, except for the places that you can find sort of crappy ammo for double the price that you used to pay for good ammo. Oh, I should say I did find some used guns for sale on GunsAmerica.com that have new gun prices. So you can buy a used Glock or a used SIG for the price that you used to pay for a new gun. So if you're desperate, check that out. I did see one new, I think it was a SIG P320 for $950. Normally it's under $500. So it seems like the new guns are double the price. The used guns are now the new gun price. In essence, you could say everything's doubled, and ammo's doubled as well. And night vision, you almost just can't get it. If you want to get some, go to readymaderesources.com. And I did talk to Bob Griswold there earlier today, and he said they're still able to get supplies, but they're getting backlogged. So it's pretty crazy. You wouldn't believe how many people are dropping, you know, $8,000 right now for a pair of night vision goggles. It's amazing. Oh, and by the way, over the weekend, I did rig up a new Team Wendy helmet, and I can say good things about that. So if you're interested in helmets, check out that brand, Team Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. They have the polymer helmets and ballistic helmets. Polymer, they run about $300. Very good quality, very inexpensive. They fit great. I definitely recommend those helmets. But whatever you need to get, whether it's more radios, you know, the Baofeng UV-5R radios, whether you need a, you know, comms headset like the Peltor Comtac 3s, whether you need night vision, whether you need ammo, whether you need stored food, like what we offer, you know, healthrangerstore.com. Whatever you need, you're running out of time to get it. You're running out of time. The situation is not looking good. Now, over the weekend, also, there were some developments, and this is not breaking news by the time you hear this, but this is all still in play, so I'll mention it. The state of California is running out of money at a very rapid pace. They started the year with a $21 billion budget surplus. As of today, they are $54 billion in the hole, and the entire state budget is only $200 billion a year, which means right now, they're going to have to cut state government by a quarter. And it turns out that's just the beginning. I've done the math. It looks like they're going to be $100 billion in the hole by the end of this year, which means the state of California is going to have to cut its budget expenditures by about 50%. And I looked up what the state of California spends money on. Guess what the top four things are? Number one is healthcare, which includes mental health services as well. The second one, I think, was education, and then it's pensions, and then it's welfare. So guess what? Yeah, healthcare, education, pensions, and welfare are all going to have to be cut by 50% in the state of California. Otherwise, the state goes completely bankrupt and collapses. Now, I ask you this. What's going to happen to the state of California, which is a government-heavy state, when they have to slash 50% of their government expenditures? That state's going to largely collapse. And the reason this is relevant to all of us, even if you don't live in California, is because California produces much of the food supply of the entire country. And it begs the question, what happens to food production in California if the government collapses? What will that cause in terms of shortages or supply line problems or, you know, difficulties in exporting out of the state because you can't get a state government inspector to come sign off on a shipment of avocados or something, you know? California is a radical left-wing bureaucracy run by tyrants and morons, and they've just run out of money. California's going to collapse, the cities especially. Maybe the rural areas might be able to get through this. The cities are going to collapse into third world status, and that's going to happen this year. Oh, and then today, as I'm recording this, Governor Newsom just announced going back into lockdowns, locking down the restaurants, locking down the schools and the bars and the zoos and museums, everything, you know, where people gather. It's all being locked back down again, which is going to put more businesses out of business, going to have more problems with, you know, property tax collection, sales taxes, and income taxes that fund the state. The number one source of revenue is income taxes, state income. Well, what happens when people aren't earning incomes? Because everything's shut down. Well, then obviously the state income craters. So it's not just that the state of California is, you know, spending money on all these programs. It's that they're losing revenues. An economic collapse for California is now absolutely certain. So this underscores everything I talked about in the first two chapters of this course, bugging out, getting out of the cities, especially Democrat-controlled cities. Your time is running out. And by the way, if you have, let's say, a house in Los Angeles, you know, proper in the city, you have a house there, sell it for whatever you can sell it for today. This is my personal advice. You make your own decision. get your own financial advisor. You know, don't blame me if it doesn't turn out the way you want. I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your personal finances, but if it were me, I would sell it at any price because I know that 6 months from now, that property is going to be worth basically zero. You know, what's the value of a house in a city that has collapsed and that has basically no infrastructure, no police protection, riots and arson and looting, just rampant crime running loose? The whole thing is run by gangs and your government is nowhere to be found. What's the value of a house in that zone? It's zero, zero. So in my opinion, whatever I could get for it right now, I would get it and I would get out of there. Many of these Democrat cities are going to collapse. No question about it. Some of the questions people ask me in all of this, by the way, are things like, well, I haven't paid off my car yet. Should I pay off my car or should I buy a gun? Because I don't have a gun yet either. And again, your personal finances are up to you. But in my opinion, you absolutely need a gun more than you need to pay off your car. Probably much of the financial system will crater anyway. It's hard to say whether, you know, debts are going to ever be collected when the banks are cratered. So I would say get a gun. You're going to need to be able to defend yourself. You know, at minimum, a pistol and a rifle. That's what I say. And I know it's very, very hard to get those right now. You're going to have to go to somebody you know. You're going to have to do a private sale. You know, where you go to a friend, your gun guy friend, typically, who you know has like 75 rifles. And you're going to have to beg them. Say, look, I'm sorry I was an anti-gun person and that I made fun of you for storing 75 rifles. Would you please sell me one of them? Here's $1,000. You know, you're going to have to pay cash and you're going to have to buy from somebody who's kind enough to sell you a gun, because all the stores are basically sold out at this point. I'm not sure when that situation is going to be restored. I know the gun makers are working overtime, but some of them are locked down. Some of them have a COVID-19 problem, so they're not able to produce like they used to produce. And this is especially true for gun operators that are in Democrat-controlled cities or states, right? Why do you think all the gun makers moved out of Connecticut in years past? To get away from the Democrats, by the way, you know? So they could actually run their businesses and manufacture guns. So there might be some new supply that shows up from time to time. And if you talk to a gun shop owner who's still open for business, you might be able to get on a waiting list so you can get a good gun in maybe 30 days or 45 days. Or if you really want a gun, just be willing to pay more. Just walk in there and say, look, I got $1,000 for the first Glock 19 that you can find for me. $1,000. Guess what? That gun shop owner will find you a Glock 19 for $1,000. Yeah, supply and demand. Somebody will let one go for $1,000 and you'll have it. So, you know, now comes the cost of being kind of late to the game. If you don't already have a gun, you're going to have to pay double. And then pretty soon it'll be triple, you know, it'll be quadruple. At some point, the ammo will be 10 times what it used to be. I forgot to tell you this actually in this audiobook. You know how 9mm rounds in the U.S., until recently, they've been about 20 cents each for the full metal jacket rounds. And you could buy them for as little as 18 cents each. Right now, they're going for about 45 cents each, so they're a little more than double. When I lived in Ecuador, I knew some people there who owned guns, and I went with one of them one time to a gun shop. When I say gun shop, what I mean is like a secret basement. It's not like in Ecuador. You can't just have citizens walking in and buying guns. So what I mean is like a secret location. Guess how much the 9mm ammo was in Ecuador over 10 years ago when I experienced this? $1 a round. Yeah, $1 a round 10 years ago in Ecuador. They were 20 cents around, you know, 6 months ago in the United States. Those, you can count on it, they're going to go up 10 times. 9mm rounds are going to be $2 a round, you know, probably before very much longer. So if you can find them for less than $2 a round, you probably should buy some. And for the hollow point rounds, that in the U.S. used to be anywhere from 75 cents to $1.25 a round, those are going to be more than $10 a round for hollow point rounds. Yeah, that's why it's always good to stock up on this stuff when it's affordable. It's always good to be ahead of the game. Okay, a couple other housekeeping items for you here. Don't forget there's a coupon for saving money at brightonstore.com on silver products, I think is what that coupon is for. It's in the PDF files that you can download with this audio book. So if you don't have that PDF file, just go to naturalnews.com, subscribe to the email newsletter. It's free and you'll get the download links and you can download that PDF and you can have those discount codes. Those discount codes are only good at the Brighteon store, not healthrangerstore.com. So shop at brighteonstore.com, help support our video network. And by the way, those products are the same as Health Ranger store products and they're actually fulfilled out of the exact same warehouse in Central Texas. So it is the exact same product. It's just, you're just supporting the Brighteon operation instead of the Health Ranger operation. But we appreciate your support either way. We intend to operate for as long as we can. We just added on something like 7,000 square feet of new warehouse space to our existing building, which is pretty large to begin with. And we are in the process right now of ordering massive quantities, I mean, pallets upon pallets upon pallets of commercial food ingredients so that we can manufacture Ranger buckets, which is the storable food buckets packed in these very super thick vacuum sealed bags that are then packed inside these pails, you know, really rugged, airtight, you know, moisture-proofed everything for long-term storage. We've been making these as fast as we can, and they've been flying off our shelves as fast as we make them. And part of our problem is labor. Getting a good labor supply in Central Texas has been very difficult. For some reason, people don't want to work ever anymore. It's like this whole generation of people don't want to work. They don't think they should have to work because they've been getting paid to sit at home and not work. Wow, what an amazing deal. So they don't want to work. And this is why we're having a hard time making this stuff. But soon we're going to run into even bigger problems with a lack of supply. So our commercial suppliers, many of whom grow food in California, by the way, you know, we get certified organic, dehydrated blueberries and broccoli and, you know, corn and all kinds of things that are grown in California. I don't even know how we're going to get that. I mean, rice, we also have certified organic rice and chickpeas and things like that, lentils. I don't know how we're going to get all that stuff, frankly, if things get bad in California. I don't know how long our supplies are going to last. What we're going to do, just to share with you some inside strategy, we're buying up everything that we can fit in our space. Our space is going to be freaking packed, just, you know, top to bottom, pallet racks full of pallets. We got a couple of forklifts running in there. You know, each pallet can be up to 5,000 pounds of food, depending on what it is. And just got, I mean, it's like a long, long building with row upon row of pallet racks full of pallets full of food, okay? This is our goal, to stockpile as much as we can right now, knowing that the rest of the year, we're going to sell everything that we can possibly acquire. Because the food is going to run out. The food's going to be in short supply. Not only because of the California situation, but other things as well. Now, our philosophy is we never price gouge. We don't price gouge. We keep the prices the same, and we also don't have limits. I don't like messing with limits like, oh, you know, you can log in and buy this at limit two. Well, all that does is causes people to come back the next day and buy two more, and then the next day buy two more. And it ends up costing too much money for them and sometimes for us on shipping fees when they should have just put it all in one order anyway. It would have been easier and faster to ship. So we don't put limits on anything. One time somebody logged in and bought like 20 sets of the buckets, which are, you know, a couple hundred dollars, a few hundred dollars each. And they bought 20 sets. Okay. We shipped them 20 sets. It's first come, first serve, and we don't price gouge. You know, some unethical operators out there, they would try to really hike up their prices based on the increased demand. They would say, well, they can charge twice as much now. And they would do that. and they would probably still sell those items because people are, you know, desperate for it. Personally, I find that very unethical. And as you know, we operate with very strict standards and morals and ethics and so on. So we just have a simple policy. We keep the prices exactly the same. I mean, yeah, we'll raise a little bit over time as our raw material prices go up. If we're getting charged, you know, 7% more for the raw materials, then we're going to adjust our prices, you know, roughly 7% more on the retail side. Obviously, we have to keep up with food inflation, little small incremental increases. But I'm saying we don't put in big, like all of a sudden it's double. No, that's unethical. That's price gouging. But as a result, since we don't price gouge, we're out of stock of everything. People come in and they're like, wow, it's still available. I'm going to buy it all. And sometimes they do. So it really is a first come, first serve type of thing. You can go into healthrangerstore.com, by the way. And if there's something that's out of stock, you can enter your email address on that product page to be alerted when we have that thing that comes back in stock. And this is why, you know, our Ranger buckets, I don't mean to get distracted into just food here. I'll wrap this up in a second. But our Ranger buckets, the reason they sell out so quickly is because they're, you know, like 5,000 people signed up to be alerted when they come back in stock. So when we have, you know, like 500 units back in stock, and then we say go for our inventory management, you know, retail system, then that system sends out the email to those 5,000 people to say, oh, the Ranger buckets are back in stock. And then, you know, 8 hours later, they're all gone. They're sold. So it really has come down to, if you want to get any of our products, you need to get on the alert list. You know, for a lot of them, things will get sold out very quickly. But this is just a lesson for all of us. Honestly, I don't even know how long Health Ranger Store can function as a business as our nation collapses. But don't worry for me. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine because I have no debt, no loans, no investors. And we've been expecting this for years to come. We don't pay rent. We own our own building, everything. We're going to be fine. And we'll be here when society reboots, okay? So if things hit the fan, just focus on yourself. Make sure you can survive. We'll be fine. We'll just shut down for a while until, you know, the fuel refineries start working again or the power grid comes back on or whatever it is. We'll just shut down for a while and we'll be back. We're not going anywhere. But the rest of the country, you know, I'm not sure which cities are going to survive, which people are going to die. I'm not sure the United States of America survives. This is one reason why I'm in Texas, because I know that Texas is probably going to end up being its own country again. The Republic of Texas, that's where I want to be when it all hits the fan. So that's where you'll find me. It's a lot of tough decisions people are going to have to make right now about leaving their families and friends behind, maybe leaving a job behind. It's all about getting into the right area right now before the collapse happens, because wherever you are, when it all comes down, that's going to define the rest of your life. Whether you end up in a free state like Texas or some kind of a communist-run slave compound like California or Connecticut or Seattle, for that matter. There's going to probably be a war between rural Washington and Seattle. I would imagine the 3%ers in the state of Washington have probably reached their limit of taking shit from the bureaucrats, and they're probably going to do something about it. I would imagine a similar situation in Oregon, rural Oregon versus the lunatics in Portland. Maybe a similar situation in Colorado versus Denver or something, you know. Maybe something like that in California. I'm not exactly sure, but I don't think this country is going to be the same as the way we see it now. And not everybody's going to survive. Most people won't. So whatever you need to do right now to get ahead of this thing, it's time to do it. It's time to think about survival. It's time to think about those tough decisions. It's time to think about relocation. It's time to have a tough talk with family members and friends who don't understand this. You know, maybe you can share this audiobook with them, but some of them will just laugh at it. They won't take it seriously. They'll say, why are you being so negative? Or, oh, I'm just gonna focus on positive thoughts and wait for this to pass. You know, people like that, right? In your own family. It's tough, especially if that person is your spouse. There's a lot of couples that won't survive as couples because of this. And I know that's real. I mean, a lot of couples broke up over Trump in 2016, mostly because the husbands voted for Trump and the wives have become intolerant, left-wing, lunatic bigots who can't stand having a husband who has conservative ideas. That's mostly how that went down, by the way. little crazy little snippet of history there. That's why the good couples are the ones that both agree on principles of liberty, surviving what's coming, being prepared. You know, so if you've got a spouse that is with you on these topics, you thank God every day that you've got that spouse, because it is a blessing. You know, so I'm blessed with a spouse that is right on track with everything, all into preparedness and self-reliance and getting ready and living in Texas and doing all the things that we need to do. So I'm blessed, and I hope you're blessed as well. But don't expect all your family members and friends to understand what you're doing. Many of them won't. Many of them will never understand it, and many of them won't live much longer because they refuse to prepare. You can only help those who are willing to listen. You can only intervene so much. And beyond that, it's their decision and it's their repercussions. They reap what they sow. At some point, you have to let them go and focus on survival. And you'll see, as all this begins to come down, the collapse accelerates, California gets into a civil war. That's really where it's going to be happening first, I believe, is in California. You'll see how quickly things change. But feel free to share this audio program with anyone you'd like. You can post it on the Torrent websites. You can post it on your own blog site, whatever you'd like to do. And I wish you the absolute best. I pray for you. I hope and pray that you are prepared, that you have the wisdom to be able to make it through this, that you have the compassion to preserve your humanity as you're going through this, that you have the spiritual wisdom to remember to adhere to your moral principles, ethical principles, so that you don't compromise your soul to save your body. You know, if it comes down to it, it's much better to die with your soul intact than to live having surrendered to evil. And that's the big picture in all this, the very big end game picture. The number one goal in this, whether you live or die, should be to keep your soul intact, honor those spiritual principles that were taught to us by Jesus Christ, or maybe you have a different religion, but every religion has some teaching of morality and ethics, right? Stick to that. That's the most important thing of all. Don't turn to evil. Don't turn to greed. Don't abuse power. Be humble and be prepared. And then no matter what happens in this world, you still win. You win in the end. Live or die, your soul is bulletproof. And no one can take it from you unless you choose to surrender it to them. They can take your stuff. They can take your guns and ammo. They can't take your soul. So thank you for listening. Of course, my name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. You can continue to read my articles at naturalnews.com and also listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. I thank you for listening. I wish you the best. I pray for you. And I hope that one day we might actually meet in the rebuilding of a new society rooted in the principles of liberty and Christianity. Thank you for listening.